This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajiswesto assures of fair investigation into fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Process of defendants registering their statements in front of the judge starting from today. Jeep accident kills 5 people, leaving 10 injured in Rukum West. Compensation rate for land acquired for Arunthad Hydro Power Project's entry rate determined, and a man arrested after killing 4 people in central Japan. Now the news in detail. A Jeep accident has killed 5 people, leaving 10 injured in Rukum West yesterday. 4 people who were critically injured died on the spot, while one person passed away on the way to hospital. The accident that occurred at Duli of Bamfikot Rural Municipality 8 in Rukum West. According to police, the deceased have been identified as 48-year-old Deuchen Khatri and 70-year-old Karna Bandhama of Sani Bhiri Rural Municipality 5, Rekha KC Kanal, and her 22-day-old son Roshan KC of Bafikot Rural Municipality 8, and 23-year-old Sheetala Kusari of Sani Bhiri 5. Of them, Sheetala died while being taken to hospital. Other 10 have been injured in the accident. 4 of the injured have been sent to Nepalganj Medical College Teaching Hospital in Koholpur for treatment via a helicopter. Others injured are under medical treatment at the Rukum District Hospital in Sali. The jeep fell some 400 meters off the road at Motikola as it was en route to district headquarters Kalanga from Mechor of Sani Bhiri Rural Municipality 5. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kajiswesto has said all those accused and suspected in the fake Bhutanese refugee scandal will be fairly investigated. Receiving a memorandum from a delegation of the CPN-UML-aligned Youth Association Nepal yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister said Nepali people are ashamed of the scam. Deputy Prime Minister Srestha further said he directed the Nepal police to carry out and conclude investigations into the scam unaffected by possible political pressure and unwanted influence. He also ruled out the possibility of the protection of probable offenders on the basis of any political connection or nepotism. Meanwhile, the process of the defendants of the fake Bhutanese refugee scam recording their statements in front of the judge is starting from today. The defendants of the case filed in the Kathmandu District Court will register their statements in front of the judge today. Deliberations on whether the defendants should be kept in custody will only begin after the registering of their statements. The police have already registered the statements of the arrestees in front of the district attorney. The district attorney had filed the cases in the court on the basis of those statements. Cases have been filed in the court regarding the fake Bhutanese refugee scam against 30 individuals, of whom 16 are in police custody, while 40 are absconding. The National Concern and Coordination Committee of the National Assembly has discussed the matters of reviewing Nepal-India Peace and Friendship Treaty 1950. In the meeting of the committee held at Singhadarbar yesterday, expert and former Chief Commissioner of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Suryanath Upadhyaya, said the original copy of the so-called 1950s treaty had not been found anywhere. Upadhyaya further said even in the treaty no point states agreement of the keeping the border with India open, adding that Nepal should propose regulating the border with restriction. In the meeting, all the committee members questioned the authenticity of the treaty at the time its original copy was not found yet. In the meeting, committee chair Dilkumari Rawal Parvati said, after consulting the Foreign Affairs Minister regarding the 1950s treaty with India, the committee would direct the government for its review. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says the Republic has offered significant achievements which were once unimaginable. Inaugurating a photo exhibition yesterday, the Communication Minister said the historic achievements should be further strengthened instead of the questioning its essentiality. The minister added that weaknesses at the individual level in course of the implementation of the Republic should not be interpreted in a way to weaken the essence of the system. The compensation rate for land acquired for under construction 900 megawatt Arun Third Hydropower Project's entryway has been determined. The rate has been determined for lands in Changkuti Diding Pukuwa Sadak section in Sankhwa Sabha. These land owners were not included in the earlier distribution of compensation. The locals are receiving compensation for their lands after nearly 14 years since land acquisition by the government. They had been protesting demanding compensation. The compensation rate has been determined at 1.175 million rupees per 5,476 square feet of land. The police have arrested three persons and made them public for stealing gold and silver jewelries worth 6.1 million rupees. The jewelries were stolen from a house at Biratnagar Metropolitan City 3. Organizing a press conference yesterday, District Police Office Morang made public Rajkumar Kamat, Bibek Kamat, and Sri Kantash from ward number 12 of the Metropolis. They had stolen the jewelries from the house of J. Kishore Chaudhary on May 17. Almost 36,000 kilograms of solid waste has been collected from various mountains under the Safai Himal campaign 2023 conducted by the Nepal Army. The target of the campaign was to collect 35,000 kilograms of the garbage. According to Nepal Army Directorate of Military Public Relations and Information, so far 35,708 kilograms of solid waste, including 3,567 kilograms from Mount Annapurna, 18,520 kilograms from Mount Barunsi, and 13,621 kilograms from Everest and Lhotse has been collected. Meanwhile, the team of Nepal Army stationed at the base camp of Everest for the cleaning of Mount Everest and Lhotse has started returning after completing the campaign. The campaign will be officially concluded by organizing a formal event in Kathmandu on World Environment Day on coming June 5th. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. A man has been arrested after four people were killed in a stabbing and shooting attack in central Japan. The alleged assailant is said to have stabbed a woman before firing a hunting rifle to kill two policemen in the city of Nakano, Nagano Prefecture. A fourth death was later confirmed. The suspect is the son of the city assembly speaker, according to local media. Gun violence remains extremely rare in Japan despite the killing of ex-Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in July last year. Persistent inflation has pushed Germany into recession in the first 3 months of the year, an upgrade to growth data shows. The BBC quotes analysts as saying Europe's largest economy was also badly affected when Russian gas supplies dried up after the invasion of Ukraine. The statistics office said the economy contracted by 0.3% between January and March, that followed a 0.5% contraction in the last 3 months of the year. Our country is deemed to be in recession when its economy shrinks for two consecutive three-month periods or quarters. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province, Madhesh province, Bagmati province and Sudur Pashchim province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 27.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Gajasrestha assures a fair investigation into fake Bhutanese refugee scam. Process of defendants registering their statements in front of the judge starting from today. Jeep accident kills 5 people, leaving 10 injured in Rukum West. Compensation rate for land acquired for Arun Third Hydropower Project's entry very determined, and a man arrested after killing 4 people in central Japan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. For more news and online programs, stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.